Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Wish about to make a noise. Look at him, don't look like you're about to make a noise.
The faces.
Mush, Daddy, how you feeling?
Oh, bad, Tyler.
We got a cold. What's going on, man?
If I got regurgitation during the episode, I'm sorry.
He doesn't have a cold. He was face down in a bar last night, and he's a little hungover.
Oh, Christmas party.
I was bartending at the gym.
He pulled the Dana.
Yeah, I did.
You were legless.
You were. I mean, you were doing good. When I left.
At the party, I was fine.
No, it was after.
Yeah, it was good. But that's also not the party. You could...
For sure.
You could 100%. Let loose at the second place.
Yeah. Are we live?
Bro, how many times have we done this?
I don't know. Fucking bitch-ass Colby over there. You never know what he's going to do.
Why? Yeah, what's with the negativity?
Did you see what he just tweeted of me?
No.
You did.
I was focused. I didn't.
Oh, what did Colby do?
He tweeted a very disparaging video of me saying I only drank 13 beers last night.
You said it!
I know, I didn't know he was filming.
So you lied about your gazillion.
Well, this is what happened. We got there, Dana arrived after us, and the first drink I saw him had was a mixed drink. It wasn't even a beer.
Yeah, that was sad to see.
And I called him on it, and he immediately just threw it against the wall and then ordered a beer.
Didn't throw it against the
you
wall.
Fucking...
Sucked it down like a champ, is what I did.
Coley pretty much, got the credit of tipping the bartender with my money yesterday.
Not true.
Pretty much.
Not true.
What a hard-o.
It was a hard-o.
It was an open bar.
On him.
Open your eyes, would you?
No, you can't.
I am looking at him.
Oh, boy.
You don't. You look like you're droopy. You're drooping.
You are drooping.
Come on.
I'm in.
We only get one of these a quarter. We only get one of these a quarter.
He's on every day.
Oh, Tyler, let me tell you, by the way. We saw some stats yesterday.
Yeah.
We saw some graphs and shit at end of the year meeting. Let's just say podcast overall listeners and numbers were a lot higher in Q3 overall. What are you doing?
Everything was down in Q3.
No, everything was
across
up in Q3.
No.
No,
Q3 was up.
Q2 was big.
No. Q3
Erica
was
said out loud,
right.
Q3
whatever it
was always
it was
down.
A Marty and Dana. We were in that quarter.
No, yeah, it was.
You don't
high.
Even know what quarter it was.
It was the quarter that was high.
It was 2 or 3.
It wasn't 3.
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you that our last appearance, whatever quarter it was, sick. The listens were high in the overall company view.
It wasn't even mixtapes. It was the whole company. So to think that 40 million downloads came from one occurrence.
It probably did. It broke the service.
Are you going to have a good episode or are you going to be like this?
I literally, I'm actually a pretty good start.
It's a good start.
No, you didn't. You didn't say anything.
Fucking eyebrows need trimming.
My eyebrows.
Fucking loser.
Look at you. You got a whole fuck. Look at this.
He's got a lot of space between his eyes.
So much space.
I was just talking to John about one of my talents. I just realized this. Every time I sit on the shitter.
Mm-hmm.
I am the best spitter through the hole
no.
of the rat in the toilet.
No.
I've never, ever hit my leg or my rat once. Ever in my life.
Could be an indictment on the rat.
Oh, my rat's plopping in the water.
Plopping's a funny word.
I just drop it right down the hole.
Yeah. I'm just an unbelievable spitter. What are you doing?
I want to see us on the TV.
That's like, Tyler.
I like looking at us.
How vain.
You just need to turn Tyler off.
He can hear us.
I'm saying we can't see him.
We can't see him anyways.
No, that's not true. I'm very accustomed to seeing him as just a blue blob.
I wanted to take a picture.
I've never spit on my dick.
Okay. Will you ever?
I don't think so. I think I have just good pinpoint accuracy.
All right.
Do you ever spit in your pee stream?
No, I don't like people that do that. You're a scumbag that does that.
Yep. I love it. I said it once. It asserts your dominance. If you spit in your pee stream, it's a sign of dominance.
Oh, since you said it, it means something, huh?
You've never asserted dominance over anything in your entire life.
I have. I've scored 297 points today, in high school.
Bro, today he was talking about a girl. He's like,
Dana?
He was talking about a hot girl, and he's like, I talked to her. Immediately goes, no, I didn't. I don't know why I said that. I was okay. Like, are you fucking, who makes that lie up? Just talk about a hot, like, he's like,
just commit to the lie.
I was at a table with a very hot girl, and I said, hey, yeah, I talked to her. And then I immediately corrected myself and said, no, I didn't. But I was with her, and I was talking to another girl.
Basically married, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say any words to her at all?
Zero. But it wasn't my opportunity. She was talking to somebody else. But very pretty woman. She was there.
Okay.
So you just wanted to report that there is at least one beautiful woman in the world.
She's a good looking
one
girl.
In New York City, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere, Tyler, let me tell you.
Not according to your reports. Just one.
No. Several. What are you doing?
Looking at my notes, fuckhead. You're pissing. He's pissing me off.
He stinks right now.
I know. He's doing terrible on the show.
Oh, I have a new name for my apartment.
You have a new name.
So it's still the Fuck Shack, but it's the Fuck Shack, a.k.a. the Wheelhouse. Pretty good, huh? Like the Wheelhouse? You like that shit?
I mean, that's like a very common term. Like, hey, like right in my wheelhouse.
No, I know, but think about it. It's like
Wheels.
This kid has wheels.
You live in a mobile home? Like, what is
yeah. It's a hockey term, boys. I know this is a fucking basketball podcast, but that kid has wheels. That kid can fuck.
I love saying, like, that sweatshirt's fast.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's like a cool, pretty thing. That's cool. It's like, damn, those are fast.
That's cool.
I like that.
You know?
There's nothing bad that's fast.
No.
Fast grains are bad.
True.
No.
Actually, it could be good, though.
Yeah, it could be good. Could be good.
Day to be.
No, absolutely. It could be good.
No, you've stunk.
That was the quickest reaction I've ever had to something.
No, it could be good.
But we've already, Moshe already.
He don't play golf. It's bad.
Everyone knows I was a golf prodigy as a child. I just couldn't afford it.
Tyler, did you ever play
golf? Way to rub it in, asshole.
Come on. Fast greens are bad.
No, it could be good, like if you needed to go uphill or something.
Yeah, it could definitely be good. Or if you're as far away from the pin.
Is gravel man-made?
Yeah, I believe so.
You ever do concrete?
Man-made or God-made?
It's a good question.
Man-made.
I think it's man-made, yeah. I think you go to the quarry and then they take...
Isn't that like a natural...
Oh, because everything was
resource.
Dirt.
Resource, yeah.
Hmm. Good to know.
Wow, what brought gravel up?
I was just looking at some gravel.
Where?
Where walk, this is like when I walk. I was thinking about gravel and keyboards. I've never done so much research on keyboards, dude.
I can't imagine when you would have. And to clarify, you mean like laptop keyboards? Not instrument.
Laptop keyboards. I can't believe they were typing too fast, and that's why it's no more alphabetical.
It was once alphabetical.
It was. It started off alphabetical, but there were people who were typing too fast, and the typewriter couldn't keep up. So they had to QWERTY it to slow people down.
You a good typer?
No.
Of course not. Why would you think he's a good typer?
Because he says he's good at everything. I don't know.
No, 142 words.
I'm very, very honest about what I'm bad at.
I would love to see Mush try and transcribe a conversation.
So I had to do that at my old job. But I had to stop it. I had everything the coach said in at the post-game interview, I had to transcribe. And my God, man, when they were fucking Russian, I couldn't do it.
But you have to type this caption.
Yeah, you need to do a shorthand. It's like, that's just a letter L. You're like, yeah.
We got to do our idea of you writing my blogs and we videotape it.
Yeah, so Mush, we're going to do Mush's memoirs, where Mush, since he's illiterate and can't write, he's going to tell, like, it's going to be him sitting next to me. He's going to tell a story, and while he tells it, I'm going to craft it in my words. And then we're going to put the video on top of the blog, so you can hear him tell it, and then you can read me write it.
I thought illiterate meant you can't read.
You can't.
Or write.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's both.
Wow. You're a moron.
I'm a moron. You're the fucking moron.
No, the illiterate thing's...
You weren't calling me a moron?
Nope, no, was not, but now I am. Fucking loser.
What a twist.
Changed my mind.
What's going on with you boys?
Us?
Yeah.
Hey, we're here every day. You know that. Dana's the one who has should be carrying the show.
No, yeah, Dana's got nothing to say. He hasn't said a word.
What
no.
the fuck are you talking about? I'm too busy looking at you. So, that hair, I've never seen it this close. This hairline, it's so bad.
Oh, it's Dana, thinning too. Dana been talking that hair shit to everybody lately.
Bro,
like, yeah.
You see what I said to Gaz today? That was a good one.
No.
I said, at least I can put a hat on, or I can take my hat off when I get to the bar.
What did he say to you? Yeah.
Nothing. He hasn't talked in weeks.
Yeah.
He said something along the lines of, like, I couldn't make a certain type of video or something, which, to be fair, I wasn't tasked with doing this video, so I'm not going to do it. You don't come at my video skills, boys. It's the one thing I'm good at, and spin moves.
What kind of video was it?
It was the end of the year video. He said, shout out to Blattman. Dana B could never.
Wow.
It's kind of fucked up.
I don't think it was nearly as fucked up as what you said.
Yeah, you know.
Mikey Podcast getting railroaded.
Yeah, he's had a tough day.
Railroaded.
He's actually mad.
Yeah, he's furious.
I mean, yeah.
I would be too.
I would be as well. But I mean,
I wouldn't. Who gives it? Like, there's no consequences.
When the boss of the company's very mad at you for that, when it, you know.
She's mad.
What the hell happened?
Dave was mad.
He
on radio, right.
Yeah.
He was mad?
Yeah.
On radio. Well, he just saw him and Mikey. He made a comment. I don't even know how mad he was. He's definitely forgotten already.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mikey went into the merch closet and put a shirt under his shirt, but there was a camera in there, and they put it in the end of the year video.
But it wasn't, like, it was like 20 people who were in this montage, like, stealing.
But his was the worst.
No, it was mostly just jet ski.
Living in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was also a jet ski wrap.
Dude, I didn't even know we had a merch closet. I would, thank God, because I would have been in there.
Oh, you would have been all over that thing.
Yeah.
Well, you actually just need clothes because you keep losing them. Your jeans are probably in that closet.
Dude, I can't believe those jeans are gone. Those are my best jeans.
Mm.
Damn.
What are you staring at?
Waiting for you to say contribute. To
all right. You want to talk about zillion beers? Let's talk about zillion beers.
No, we don't want to.
Let's do it.
No one wants to hear that. That's all you have. You've been asking for months to come on here. You want to talk about what we talked about yesterday?
Months.
Let's talk about
watching paint dry. Oh, I'll rip the Band-Aid off. I'll do it. I'm a man. I'll say it.
What do you want to talk about?
You fucking.
We threw it to you.
Me fucking?
Yeah.
I'm fucking. Tyler, I'm back.
Yeah. You're not fucking, though.
I'm like B-A-C-K, back.
You fucked.
I've had my share of fucking.
Okay. No, this calendar month.
Okay. You're such a sad sack of
I'm not a sad sack. I'm doing well. I'm being aggressive. Not too aggressive. Not the right word.
I'm jumping out of alleys. I'm yelling at him.
The word I meant. I didn't mean that word.
My lasso skills have gotten really good.
Fucking tonight.
Like I just follow them home through back alleys and let them know somebody's got their back, that they're safe.
That wasn't the word.
Real close to them.
I meant.
I've become impervious to mace.
Not assertive either. Not that. I don't know. I'm dipping my toe. I'm putting myself out there.
That's not what you put in.
You better be being respectful.
Very respectful. You kidding me? I've said this a million times. If you
you were about to say I'm the most respectful. I'm the
girls,
nicest.
Girls fall in love.
No,
with me.
Yes.
Girls
if
fall
you
love
are
me.
A girl and you and I have a and I actually like talking to you and you can talk to me, you fall in love with me within weeks.
Did I ever show you the a girl sent me Dana's DMs?
Okay.
No, please do.
No. That girl, I need her wiped from the internet because it was a bad response. Okay.
Now we're victim blaming.
Like he just I gotta find it.
How deep are we going to get today, boys? Because I got a question.
How deep do you want to get?
How many people do each of you think has been in love with you throughout your entire life?
That's pretty deep.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have to. I just.
Like, girl-wise?
You say what?
Like, girl-wise?
There's definitely some weirdos on Twitter that are in love with you.
I know. I think there's some guys that love me.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. So I got
no. You're saying like a real love.
Yeah,
yeah. They love Marty Mush. They're not in love with Marty Mush. They don't know him to be in love.
Yeah, like in love. Okay.
Probably like two max, like not counting parents.
I'm gonna say
much like one, including Farron.
Yeah, one definitely hates me.
I'd say one.
I'd say about four.
You just said previous to this that all you do is make girls fall in love with you.
Right? Yeah. This is what I was getting to. Dana B's like, 12. All right. Okay.
I don't know how to qualify love, but you know, I'd have to say one. Yes, one.
I don't even believe that. She was just like stuck with you.
What the fuck, dude?
Your aggressive nature. You wouldn't let her leave.
Yeah, no, I'm not aggressive. Can I take that back?
It's way too late.
Aggressive was not the word.
People have already shut this off in horror. Boy, they'll never hear your attraction. Yeah.
Marty, that was mean.
You said it.
Yeah. It was a 6-year relationship.
Exactly. She was just stuck.
She was scared to leave.
She's like, I know the family. It's like, I don't know how to get out of this relationship.
Listen, she was getting that good dick, though. Yeah. No.
From who? From who?
Your dick sucks so bad.
No, I got a good. I have a clean dick.
Sick. That'll make it good.
A lot of them.
It's not big, but it's clean.
I'm going to tell you.
That'll make it good.
I got a great dick.
Okay. Marty.
It's nice.
Why is your head like Greyhawk? That? Yeah. Why is your head doing that?
I just looked at it, actually, in the bathroom. It was nice.
Did you see my Instagram today?
No.
I saw. Well,
I tried to take a picture with these two jackasses at the company party. Neither of them wanted to do it.
And I took so many.
Mush was like permanently chained to the picture booth.
Me and Marty.
Okay. Yeah, that was your pal Ed in there. That was great.
And the caption was, initially I had it typed in as best buds or best pals.
What did you put it as?
Now it says, double tap on my immaculate lettuce or Marty's massive forehead if you enjoy drinking beers.
What?
So Dana fucks his cousin.
All right, shut the fuck up, dude.
And two, the girl's DM.
Coley wasn't here.
What a sorrow.
Can I explain it?
Wait, let's go to the second.
She's not Egyptian. You keep saying she's from Egypt. I don't have an Egyptian cousin. I have no cousins from Egypt. I have no one from Egypt. I have my grandfather who I never met. What'd you say?
He's dead.
Cousin that you fuck.
Wait. Don't explain yourself yet. And the two, the girl is so upset with Dana's because he was such, the DMs were so
Where
bad.
Where are they?
I can't find them.
All right, go ahead and fucking read them.
Dana, give me your DMs.
I gotta find them.
I know exactly who it is.
You have it? Yeah.
Shit, dude.
I want to read them. One of the things was, has my offer expired yet? Like it was a fucking coupon.
All right, fine.
What was the offer for Dan?
All right.
Glockings?
She gave me eye emojis, which obviously I'm fucking smoke show missile rocket, so like eye emojis left and right.
Did you posted something? Like
I posted like me in like a jersey or something. And she gave me eyes. I said, this is like a jersey. I said,
let me read it.
This thing simply does not fit. Hold on.
Let me read them as long as you let me go through
them first to make sure there's nothing like I really don't want out there.
Oh, who the fuck are you to put something away?
Yeah, now if you're going to censor this.
Yeah, well, this is why people don't like you.
Should
you're
we kick
a
them
snake
off the
because
show?
Of this.
I might kick him out of the room.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, we'll I'm telling you everything I, about
Yay, me. Yay, Mickey, fine.
All right, fuck it. I don't know what's in here. What? Sure. Here you go.
Just this. I'm not going to like peruse through the rest of them. Just
that's a lot of DMs.
Can we read all your DMs?
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, it's Dana and a spittin' chicklets jersey.
I actually didn't even notice
snake
that.
Big.
So this about an hour and a half after she sent that says this thing simply doesn't fit. Hour and a half later.
I stole the word simply from you. I use it a lot because you say it. Yeah.
Now you're fine. They just don't want you looking too good.
Mm.
That flow though.
I mean, right then and there, I'm saying, let's fuck. And right. You're like...
You're in there.
Yeah, like, nothing.
Dana said, I think the hair is currently peaking any longer.
Oh,
and
my God.
Look like a caveman.
You suck your own dick to girls, too?
And this was like two consecutive messages.
Oh, my God, that's so bad. No wonder why you don't fuck.
Wow. My dick is trash. baby, you could do much better.
She says, definitely peaking. You can only go longer if you're a professional athlete or homeless, so pick carefully. She threw in a word that doesn't make sense.
Sick fucking sick girl. Cool. Sick sentence.
So far, like, she should have stopped responding after you said that. So right now, she's still on the hook. All right. All right. You're the one who's going to take the fishing rod and throw it into
this
the
girl,
ocean.
This girl is something.
Dan said, I'm going to test it out and look homeless. I think people are into that these days.
Who said that?
Dana.
What? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. People are into fucking homeless guys?
I do fuck. Don't say I don't fuck. I fuck.
You don't fuck. I do fuck.
Did she block you after this?
No, she's... you'll see.
Yeah, we're getting there. There's a lot of story left to be told.
This is just one of many DMs, by the way.
You're awesome. She said, I think you're right. I thought the homeless population was increasing, but maybe it's just a trend. Let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much.
I think my mother may cut it right off my head if she gets anywhere close to my shoulders.
Put your mother in there. Dude, are you serious?
I'm a talker.
That's not a talker, it's a moron.
No, this stinks. Just tell her that girls are really into your longer hair. And this is a girl, yes?
Uh-huh.
And so you're just not picking up the signs at all?
What, that she wants to bang my dick off?
Yeah.
No, I knew the signs.
So what's all this lollygagging for?
So you knew him, then you chose to ignore him.
You know, I was bored. I just like to talk to people.
You said,
okay. So you would not do some respecting to this lady? She's not respectable?
There's things at hand. Like, she knows... I try to stay away from the people that know about everything
about
our stool. I think she's a big stoolie. I don't like that.
Well, you saw the numbers yesterday on your little fucking chart. Everyone our age knows us.
You got to date some old bitches.
What are you doing?
Dana said, okay, now we're talking. I'm convinced. She said, wow, you're easy to convince. I should probably take advantage of this.
Oh! All right. Oh, man, he's going to follow her home in the fucking alleys.
Dana's like, what you mean? You going to give me some money? Like,
I didn't know she said that.
You said I'm listening. If it involves drinking, I'm usually in.
You think you can fucking out drink me?
Did you know I drink a gazillion beers?
I'll fucking bury you. Oh man! You should open like a nightgown. And then he just breaks out a 24 rat. He's like, fucking go.
Yeah.
Throws it at her.
He just screaming, get under the fucking table. I'm going to drink you under the table.
She said, usually if it involves drinking, you should always be in. I sound like an alcoholic there. Promise I'm not. But since you're usually.
I didn't say that. This is
conversation. This is her.
Yeah, he's fucking acting like I said something bad.
But since you're usually in, if it involves some drinking, want to grab a drink sometime.
There it is.
She said
there that. Is the pinnacle right
she
there.
She said that?
Mm-hmm. He said this or she said this?
She said that.
She said that.
Oh, boy. Okay.
She wants a piece of the
you're pizza. You're getting asked out on dates. Not you're not asking. Got it.
She's Dana said, kind of seems like the only suitable option.
Suitable's a good word.
If you're going to make me go on a date with you. Come.
She said, thank God or else this would have been really awkward. Dana said, this is definitely a question you ask if you're not trying to meet up with this person. Do you live in the city? To which she replied, I'm not going to say that. Dana said, I live at this place, also in the
West
city.
West Village, not a big fucking deal.
All right. She
where rich people live.
She lists the much richer part of town that separates
West
you
Village
two.
Rich people.
Tribeca's way richer.
Whatever.
Substantially,
you said it, so.
Substantially richer.
He says, I'm not going to say it, and then he says, I don't care.
It's a big city.
Tribeca is not where either of you live.
Shut up.
That's not where she lives either.
Okay. I don't know where she lives because I didn't meet up with her.
Yeah, go.
That was all. July 23rd. The next reaction, September 19th. What happened?
Pussy.
Just nothing?
So small.
No, he looks athletic. Nothing. And then there's, let's see what this is. This is a video of Dave calling you a pussy to that little girl who came in.
That was funny.
And she called you a garbage guy but has great flow.
So she's coming started back up to the again. Well, baby.
You said, thank you so much, and wow, side note, we never got those drinks. That's on me.
It was on me.
It still is.
She said, you're right. That's definitely on you. Hopefully you can find a way to make up for it.
Oh, that's like, give me the pipe, baby.
You
bruh! Wait, that was at 10 minutes ago. Dana's like, just now, like, I think she
wants it.
This is where Dana says, has my offer expired at this participating location?
the worst line ever.
That is so bad.
To which she said,
"Was I sober?"
This was 8:56 p.m. So yeah, I fucking sober. Hope so.
What day was it?
September 19th.
I was sober. There's no excuses. There's no
September 19th.
She responds an hour later saying, "Luckily for you, it hasn't." Dana said,
"Thursday." So it's been thirsty Thursday.
What do you say? What do you want? What?
This is a direct quote.
Uh oh.
Thank the Lord. Definitely a person Amen. You weren't trying to meet up with.
Amen.
I can do something next.
Wow. Hallelujah.
I can do something next weekend if you're around. Yeah, I'll be around. Try not to forget again. That really like smirk, that side mouth smirk emoji. Mm-hmm. Dana.
That's basically like, I'm not going to throw this pussy at you no more.
I don't deserve any more strikes if I screw that up. Oh, that was God. Dana.
We're playing baseball. We're at church and playing baseball.
Then she gives
bulk, if you know what I mean.
Then she gives
There's
her number.
More?
Yeah, dude. She gives the number, says text me and we can figure out
texted her.
Something for next weekend.
I'm gonna text her right now.
September 19th. Oh. Or November 19th. November 19th. So literally 2 months to the day. It's a picture of Mush and her. This isn't even a response to anything. It's just a picture of them too. And it just says suck bag.
Who sent it?
She did.
I sent that.
From her phone?
Yes, from her.
I sent it from her. I'll text her right now. Let's do it. Come on. No, you should call her. Should I?
Well, you'd have to tell her because she's not like in this world. So you'd have to tell her she was on.
Yeah, she's also... I met her at KFC Radio Live.
She's a good-looking girl.
Okay, so why haven't you texted her?
It's crazy.
I'll do it right now. She's got a Massachusetts
number. Why haven't you texted her?
I don't have a reason.
No, you were begging for something that someone's trying to give you for free.
So why are you texting her now? Because we're yelling at you?
Yep. That's all I need sometimes.
Okay. Say less.
Let's do it.
We've yelled at him before and he's done nothing.
What are you gonna text
her? I'm going to call you every day at 6 a.m. and yell at you. You're going to be the best person ever.
Hopefully my offer hasn't expired 3 months later. Does my coupon still work for the Whopper?
How you doing, baby? Thank God.
I'm going to say, how you doing?
Nope.
It's like stealing a base, baby.
How you doing? It's Dana.
Yep.
Right?
Perfect. That's exactly what she's going to
You should take a picture with Mush and text it to her that just says suck bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that?
Yep.
Yeah, give her a phone.
She's going to hate this.
I don't think so.
She's going
to
love it.
She went out of her way to it.
Look.
That only suck bag. No
suck bag. Nothing else.
Just say suck bag.
She'll know it's one of the two of you.
Yep. She's going to be disappointed when it's you.
Very disappointed.
Let me see your phone.
No.
Please.
Oh, you want to go through more DMs?
I'll look while we talk.
No, I don't like that one bit. I'm a talker.
Stop. Let me see.
Yeah, you're like, let's make plans so I can have sex. And then they're like, yes, please. And you're like, actually, never mind.
I had one last night. This girl DM'd me and said, you're sexy. I said, how you doing?
Blocked.
Don't you dare call me sexy.
No, drink her to the fucking table, pussy. Say I won't.
I look like a caveman.
All right. Do you want me to read these? And you can fucking tell me.
No.
You're sexy. I said, how you doing? At 7:52 a.m.
7:52
I was asleep. She fucking did it at 3 a.m. I said, currently hungover and suffering from the scaries for sliding in the DMs. How about you? I said, don't get scaries. It was a huge confidence boost.
Thank you for bigging me up.
Thanks, big bro.
I know you stepped out on a limb. This is probably uncomfortable for you. Thank you for doing it for the sake of my ego.
I said, I'm the most hungover person on the planet. She said, damn, where on the street is you only had 6 beers? So clearly she's like follows Brandon Walker or something. Which, you know.
Frying you.
I said, I would like to.
You're like, actually, I had 13. Suck.
Thank God. What'd you say?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
I'm such. What am I? Fuck you. I feel like I'm like a Harvard grad. Like, what is this
No.
I would like to officially.
How do you put yourself down? I feel, I'm such an idiot. I'm like a Harvard graduate.
know.
The fuck does that mean?
You know what I mean, Marty?
Yeah, I actually understood it. I understood it, yeah.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm
a dweeb.
A dweeb. With yeah.
You are. You're like trying to big words.
You can't be like the...
I would like to officially dispel those rumors right now. That's like, what do I... Come on.
Well, you would have been funny then and been like, yeah, I'd fucking outdrink you.
You want to fucking arm wrestle?
Yeah. So I guess...
Shall fight me a rough and rowdy.
Bitch, come now.
I guess I can take your word for it. I said, I promise my character is being besmirched. She's
besmirched?
Another bad word. She said, good luck coming back from a scandal like that. What do I say right now? Let's just do it, boys. Let's do it.
Just be like,
what did she send back? Say it again.
Good luck coming back from a scandal like that.
Ask for the wettest hole on her head.
Yeah. Are you into wet willies?
I'm asking for your help. All you right, guys
say how
you,
about
the things you say are worse than the line I just gave.
I am a talker. I like to build conversations. Just say I don't like it. To just be like Mario. Like,
and hey, that's
come
it though.
Suck my dick, you fucking scumbag. I'm not like
which
that.
One of you work? Which one of these works?
Yeah,
and I don't say come suck my dick, scumbag.
It's time for it. And everybody understands it's time for each of it except for Dana. It's time to talk, but Dana's like,
yeah.
Nope.
Just text her back saying, how about you come see me drink six beers in person?
I like
come
that.
Come drink a zillion beers in person.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, how I about? Know it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where she lives.
Who cares?
What the fuck?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Fly out here, honey.
All right. How about...
We'll FaceTime tonight.
How about... You
no, he'd crumble on FaceTime.
Oh my god, he's probably so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I panic so bad. How about you?
You'd put your phone in like your
drink
ass
a zillion
or
beers with me.
Come no, see me drink a zillion no, beers in person.
No, I like mine better.
No, yours stinks. Yeah, that's really the whole working. Point of this exercise. That you stink.
You're really working.
All right, we'll see how it works.
What did you send? What'd you end up sending?
So, how about you come drink a zillion beers with me?
Very romantic.
She's gonna love that.
I gotta say.
I hope she
I didn't
texts you
the
back there,
for too long. I was like, it can't be this bad. No way. It's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse than I thought.
It's just sad.
I'm sorry, Lee.
It's upsetting.
It's a waste of talent is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
There.
Like you just don't yeah. like sex.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You've told me before you don't like to... Like come, like it's too.
That's not true. I jerk off like 10 times a week.
Yeah, you said that right afterwards. That was your problem. You say both things.
The guy has his whole chest covered in cum.
That's not true.
I don't like it though.
I just can't say involuntary coming.
Coley,
Dana.
I never said I don't like sex.
Yes, you did.
I love sex.
No, that's not true.
I'm a fuck machine.
That's very untrue.
Diana,
you're really not.
Yes. Yes.
You're not a sex machine.
I didn't say I was a sex machine. I said I'm a fuck machine.
Not that either, okay?
You know, Dana, it's just sad looking at you.
It's upsetting. Because you're right, it is wasted potential. You're Greg Oden.
What do you guys want from me? I said I'll come back 4 to 6 weeks strong.
Hold on. Let Tyler speak.
You can't do it. Greg Oden wanted to and did it when he physically could. You're physically able. You've never been more able.
You're right. You're Anthony Bennett.
Yeah. You Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, man.
Call me that. Please don't call me that.
How do you keep ending up in good situations?
Do you say sorry when you come?
No. Should I?
Then, like, where you stop right before, he just likes the destination or the ride, not the...
I'm not much of a comer.
You no. just said you come 10 times a day.
He can come to himself. He can't come on a girl.
I can.
Do you come in all your right. hand?
No, I don't come in my hand.
I first started, I did.
I love... That's disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't
I love
great.
Sometimes
me,
just like... Just doing like a quick turn to the left and just flies.
Back in the lawnmower days, I was like coming all over the place. Like on the floor, on
sometimes,
the fucking...
Sometimes I just don't
hey,
like
text
seeing...
Text her that.
Yeah.
Sometimes. She's like, do you mean back in the salad days? No, lawnmower, sweetheart.
The lawnmower days were the golden age, boys. Let
sometimes
me tell
you. You just don't want to see a girl look like a toaster strudel. You know? You just want to put it on the floor.
Yeah. Gentlemanly. Chivalry.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't fuck, apparently.
Oh, no.
Apparently.
We know you don't.
Okay.
You had sex once.
Answer Tyler's question.
More than that. What?
He asked if you fucked in the calendar month.
Yes.
Yeah, one girl.
That's, okay. Listen, that's a tremendous upgrade for him.
Only took him 17 months. What's the problem
with her? Like, is that, I like her a lot. Before. She's very nice. She's very pretty.
Is that the one who keeps texting him?
Is she?
I don't know. Is she?
Is she pretty?
Yeah. What do you mean, is she? Don't give me that shit.
Let's not, Martin. Let's not.
I'm not going to do go down.
Oh, there. They're not all like your little fucking Instagram models that you're coming all over. I got to stop saying come.
What an insult that was. Right?
What?
Damn, got me.
Marty, if you want to leave after that, I understand. Because that was vicious. That was, Dan, I apologize.
That hurt, man. Damn,
I'm having a bad show. I'm having a bad show.
Danny just walked up to Garrett Cole and was like, huh, money much?
He's not, all right, for the record, you're not fucking Instagram models. That's not true. I was just,
yeah.
But much to say it ain't.
I don't like cocky. I don't like when he's cocky like this.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I don't say.
No, you've been cocky this whole time. You're slouching like.
I'm no, he's dying. Over. Yeah, he's I'm dying. Actually.
I'm hungover too, and I'm putting on a fucking 10 out of 10 performance
you had
right
that,
now.
Not even close to true. You had 13 beers last night. Yeah.
I need that girl to answer saying rat fuck or something.
Did you take that girl down much?
No, okay. Did not.
That'd have been a very funny twist.
It delivered. Just says suck bag.
Imagine getting that text at work saying suck bag with us two. Like, what the fuck's happening?
You're not even looking.
Yeah, it just looked like. Me and Coley didn't have a review with Dave.
No, sure didn't. I haven't had one in years.
I'd love one.
You need one.
I need one so bad.
Mush doesn't know how much he makes, so even if they could give him the same amount of money he makes now and be like, you got a raise. And he'd be like, thank you.
Thank God. Like,
through the moon. Yeah.
I need it, man. I need to move here. Fucking sucking rats and fucking Ronkonkoma's killing me.
I'm moving in with you in June.
I know.
For 2 months.
Then it will be a fuck shack. For 2 weeks.
2 months.
2 months. Why?
Or as long as he lets me stay, pretty much.
I thought you guys were getting an apartment together.
No, I'm going to save a little money first. It's all about me.
Save a little money before what? Like,
yeah, what are you saving?
Save some money. And then just have money, so I don't have to. I'll still pay your rent. I'll give you $100.
Are you just gonna not have a room? You're just gonna sleep on the couch?
I'll sleep in the basement with his fatso brother.
Okay.
Nicky Mush was on this show earlier this week.
Yeah.
What was he doing? Eating Pizza Hut?
He's vacuuming the couch with the vacuum.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I saw Trigg last night. He's a big boy. I knew he was big, but he's like built.
I said the same thing. Like, when I first met him, I thought he'd be, like, a nerdy, get like, drawing
I thought he'd be
guy.
Skinny and, like, gangly. He's, like...
Small forward.
He's a great-looking fella.
He is.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
Infuriating.
I hate artistic people that are good-looking.
It's infuriating.
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
No.
No, it's bullshit. Like, drawing's cool.
He got the perfect family, too. It pissed me off. I could have jumped him.
Hey, come on, boys. Let's just think about it for a second. If I was, like, this cool guy who's fucking all the time, nobody would like me. You like me for who I am. Think of it that way. Positives.
How you know?
Yeah, what makes you think
Because I'd
like
be the
you.
Cockiest bastard in the entire
yeah,
world.
Like that.
That doesn't stop. You say ridiculous, cocky things all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're
Imagine
a
that times. I'm not a douchebag.
You are a douchebag.
Am I a douchebag, Tyler?
Yes.
No, because I think you mean well.
At the end of the day, yes.
I know when I'm being a douchebag, and I'm doing it on purpose. I'm not an actual douchebag. If you sit down with me and drink a zillion beers just one time, you're going to be like, that was the funnest night I've ever had.
Well, when you're drooling on yourself and fall asleep in a garbage can.
Oh, drooling on myself. How about you last night?
I was drooling on myself, yeah.
He said, and I quote, I had a day to be night.
Literally bartending. I was the bartender. I was making Jameson shots, and I spilled.
You were making Jameson shots after you wouldn't take one with me?
It wasn't for me. I was serving the people. I'm a fucking common man.
You were definitely taking some.
No, the Irish lady was calling me so many bad names.
Good.
Because I wouldn't drink anything.
You like that, though.
I do. I love getting berated by women. Just really come at me. I need in-depth things about me. Your uneven nipples, like your stupid shit.
The fuck was that?
I don't know.
Dana got absolutely bodied. Bodied. By the New York Basketball League.
Oh.
Absolutely put in a box.
Yeah.
You talk about
Marty, you owe me $200.
You talk
kid.
About
anything.
You rent free?
Oh, buddy.
Wait, what happened?
Buddy, we've played in the basketball league before. We started this year. Everyone just kind of quit for some reason. I don't really understand why people just quit.
Because people are idiots.
I agree with that.
I don't like how
So like, people just quit. We played maybe three games, Dana?
We played four.
We played four?
Yep.
You
and
sure?
We had eight total, and the last four we just forfeited because everyone's stupid.
I remember playing three, but that's neither here nor there. We didn't really play, and Dana told them up front, like, yeah, we'll pay you. Don't worry about it. We didn't pay. They started, like, late November, early December, being like, hey, by the way, you guys still have, like, this balance due.
An outstanding balance, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a great balance. And then... the emails started getting testier, and they were like, "Please, Dana, you promised." And I'm looped in on all that. What was that, co-captain? Was that why I was getting these emails?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, Dana, please, you promised. Dana's not responding to any of these, and I'm certainly not going to. I don't care at all.
Well, he promised to what? What are they wanting him to do?
Pay for the league.
It's $1,450, and you're supposed to do it before the season. Mm-hmm. What was this? In
September.
September.
First game was my birthday.
And I kept dodging them and dodging them. And then they came with a...
they were like... The final email... Or no, there were two, excuse me. So the penultimate email was... Dana, we will sue Barstool Sports if you do not pay in full.
No, it didn't.
And then, like, hours later, it was, thank you for paying Dana. They weren't going to sue Barstool Sports.
You can't
sports.
Sue Barstool. It has nothing to do with Barstool.
Nothing.
Well, I see it's in big capital letters. It says, we will take legal action. I get fucking scared.
You're so scared.
That would be funny content.
It would be so funny.
Why'd you pay what you owe, Dana?
Because I know nobody's going to fucking give me any money. Like, so Coley's probably never going
to
pay me.
I told you I would next month. Now you I'm have, not, asshole.
You have but, to ask. You have to ask.
Well, the problem is, we had five guys, and, you know, at the beginning of the year, we said, hey, are you in? Are you in? You, dumb fuck, said I'm in. So I wouldn't have signed up if you and Smitty and everyone wasn't like, yeah, I'm in this year. So you technically should pay.
I played one
you have
game.
A list of people that signed up?
I do. I have a group chat. And I'm going to send... I've been waiting to do it, but I'm being a pussy about it because I know everyone...
Also, wait for the holidays, then. Have a heart.
Yeah, I'm the one that's $1,500 in the fucking hole.
Dana, I've seen you buy $900 suits just because you forgot, like, a sock.
That doesn't mean I don't have money. That doesn't mean I have money.
You're saving it.
Great suit.
Just a strong suit.
I'm going to try and find what I said back to them.
I can't believe you paid it that
fast. You paid so fast.
That's insane.
The second I saw it, I was like, Dana's going to buckle harder than a 12-6 curveball when he was expecting a fastball.
I don't know how to find this, but it was funny. So
I couldn't believe it.
Type in.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Are you one of those people who thinks...
Filth Factory.
It's okay to drive stoned? What's the worst that could happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You don't only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill, especially this time of the year. This time of the year, there's so many people on the road, and the weather stinks in most of the country. If you're not keeping all your wits about you, you stink. You deserve worse than the penalties that are actually on the books this time of year. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, even at all, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This season, NHTSA wants you to perform or wants you to plan ahead if you will be celebrating. If you plan to indulge in an impairing substance, plan for a sober driver to take you home. Is it your turn to be the designated driver? Take that role seriously. Do not partake in any alcohol or any other drugs. Drive high, get a DUI. With NHTSA's support, state and local law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up enforcement to put an end to drug-impaired driving, showing zero tolerance in order to save lives. And as we say every single time, there's not an easier time to be alive to just get a ride. It's on your phone. Push a button, get home.
Pretty good.
It's dollars.
Don't
dollars,
drive.
Little
don't,
dollars, and I didn't have to worry about it.
Don't drive after drinking a zillion beers. It's that simple, boys and girls.
That one was about marijuana and impairments, but also that too, yeah.
Don't drive after smoking a zillion fucking beers. Joints.
Lung beers.
Dude, I got an email from Michael Portnoy. Marty, please call or come into the Cousins tomorrow. Cousin Murray was so confused about Matt Cahill. I want you to introduce him as a mystery guest. What the fuck does that mean?
I like that. He doesn't know who Matt Cahill is. You are.
I just want to read these emails because I am such an asshole. Coley.
Uh-huh.
Just throwing everyone under the bus except myself. Hey, Michael. Unfortunately, we still don't have enough players. My team basically bailed on me a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been able to find players to replace them. I'm sorry for this inconvenience. It's been a nightmare trying to get these guys to play. True, though. Right, Coley?
I was ready to play.
And then the team balance, blah, 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 blah.
I shouldn't have to pay because I wanted to play. That's what many are saying.
I said, my fault. I should not have signed up for the league if I knew some of the players wouldn't be able to commit and play. Never meant to disrespect you guys.
And also, Dana was like, these people don't have any money. What, Brandon?
Get out of here, you big fuck.
That was terrible.
I swear too much.
It makes you cool.
I got new remotes. I got new remotes.
Yeah?
Yeah, my 3 wasn't working.
No, you need the 3.
Need a 3. I like 38 and 37.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I was thinking like 503 because you could at least go to 502. 38 and 37, you got to go to like 29 or 40 and scroll down.
Yeah, I literally type in 40 every time. But yeah, I don't have 500s.
What do you have?
Porn channel. 530 is my porn channel.
But I'm saying, what do you have, Cablevision?
I don't know.
You don't
Optimum,
know
Optimum.
Optimum? All
right. You got a porn channel?
Yeah, dude, it's so
sick. You do too. You just don't pay for it.
Playboy channel.
Remember that time we watched it?
Yeah, I watch it. Like, usually one of my friends sleep over, we watch it in the morning.
Yeah, I was...
How old are you?
25.
27.
Any other brain busters, Withers?
Yeah, they're 20. I would say that I don't... Maybe Playboy got some great content. Maybe I need to be watching. I'd be like, wow, this is tremendous. Why haven't I been watching
Playboy? No, some of them are good movies, too. Like, the one like had, like, shit, like, getting shot out of her tits. Like, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And, like,
okay.
Me and Dana were watching it way too long together. We're like, Dana's like, I'm going to get hard soon if we
No, I just didn't. I didn't say I was going to get hard. I was hard as a rock. I was boned up to the fucking Saturn, boys.
On my fucking couch, dude.
Well, I see titties, I get a boner. Oh, no, you don't, because you don't fuck. Shut up, Marty. Idiot.
Do we even need to be here? You can just do everyone. You can do all our voices.
I don't do your voice.
You've definitely done
I've
my
never
voice
done
before.
Your voice.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You lying sack of shit.
Cool, yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for
yeah,
everyone.
It's the same thing for everyone.
I've never made fun of Tyler's voice. He is the best voice in the world. I would never make fun of it.
No, and he would just bring the fucking wrath down on your neck. You're afraid.
Yeah, bet he can't even drink his early beers.
you think Tyler's the one who can't hold his weight drinking?
I know you can't.
I drank more than you last
That's
night,
not true.
Pussy boy.
Don't call me pussy boy. Because,
I just did.
All right, fine. got him.
Well, then. Done, done. Yeah.
Not true.
Yeah, it is. I had 3 Jamesons, 12 beers.
That's not true, Coley.
Yes, it is. What are you talking about? What did we do the
What do you
second
do? Count your
in?
Beers? You don't. Nobody counts the fucking beers.
You did. You had 13. You're the one. The only reason why I know I drank more than you.
You had 12 beers?
Yeah. That's they were just impressive. Going down like water.
That's impressive.
Yeah. When we got in there, I had 2 immediately and a shot of Jameson.
We got to stop talking about drinking.
Pussy.
I got to throw up.
Do
That's
it.
That close.
Yeah. Coward.
I'd love to throw up right here.
Have you pooped today?
It's like 7 times.
Okay. Backlog.
I need you to have some energy right now.
All right, let me think. I'm not thinking. I told you I had a bad brain day today.
When's this? You know, yesterday was your bad brain day. Today, your whole body shut down.
That's true. What were we saying?
When is that keyboard blog getting published?
I wrote 4 sentences.
That's a lot.
I was talking about how I really love the teal day.
Mm.
Teal day is the sickest thing on a keyboard.
I don't disagree.
I don't know what else. The P's not bad. But like the
Did you know you can do when you're looking at your phone? Or when you're looking at your... P is a good one.
P really is a good one.
Look at this. It's so you hold down the, you hold it down.
Yeah.
You know that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right.
Teal day P. Ampersand. There's a lot of good choices.
And X to each other. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I just been thinking lately.
Oh boy.
Just like there's just so much crazy shit we all don't talk about, man.
Like what?
Dust.
It's everywhere.
Oh. Everywhere.
Boys, my room is very dusty.
No There's one's just surprised.
So many things that are built. Ladders. Fucking windows.
A lot of windows.
Where do you get glass from?
Sand.
Really?
That's not true. No.
That's not cheap. No, it's because of sand.
It does come from sand.
What do you put on fire?
Yeah. That's exactly what you do.
Don't listen to him.
We're trying to light the beach on fire.
Don't listen to him.
Dude, I'm not
you're so
kidding.
Dumb.
Me?
No.
Me. Yeah, that's the every biggest time, bullshit I've ever heard.
Let's go burn the fucking beach and the whole
thing. Every sheet of time we have this little right? dosey
dough. What are you talking about?
There's sea glass, morons.
What?
There is sea glass that you can just find in the wild. Like, that's where it comes from.
All right,
from.
Cole, let's go to the beach and bring a flamethrower, and the whole thing just can turn into
hey,
windows.
Hey, bud.
Man, let's go to Miami right now.
Have you ever had a fucking bonfire on the beach? Do you see glass fucking popping up anywhere?
That would be dangerous.
Super dangerous. Bonfires are dangerous, but not because of the impending glass.
Dude, I think you're wrong.
Okay. I feel like every time we do this, you guys end up, oh, sorry.
No, I'm not calling down this one.
Mirrors. How do you make them?
That I don't know. Mirrors freak me out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Right? Like you've never seen your own face before.
Glass of paint one side black.
Holy shit! I just had like a mini panic attack thinking about that.
You never seen your face before?
Oh my god! Never. Holy
never
shit!
Never seen it.
I wish you saw my face. I just like my heart dropped.
The only thing you've seen is the top of your nose.
It's right there. All of our faces.
And I fucking love just staring straight and go left and your eyes move with it without even moving.
Yeah, no, everything's trained pretty well.
So sick.
You look so bald.
I know, this is a tough look for me right now.
It's really the lights. The lights are making
it's
it look
worse.
It's
the background, too.
Yeah. It's like the Lion King.
The Sahara, yeah, that's not what you want your forehead to look like. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it runs in the family, so it's, you know.
You're going with the whole family now.
No, his dad's a bald fuck.
His dad would beat the shit out of you.
He would.
What my best friend?
He'll never hear this.
My best friend in the most. No, he might. He loves.
No, me. No. Yeah, he listens to Walk Line. I always call him bald, and he hates
loves
it.
Loves Coley.
I like me and him are gonna beat you up together.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Me and him have very funny text messages. I bet you don't have that.
No,
they do text. It's weird. It's very weird.
You want to hear them?
These, yeah, are they as good as your DMs?
So no. I heard you have an issue with my balding head. I said, Mr. Cahill. He said, absolutely. The one that can get you arrested anywhere.
Is it you, Mr. Cahill?
He goes, the one that can have you arrested anywhere in that city. I said what I said, Baldy.
Where's this energy with the opposite sex?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see. He said, wow, coming from a man with hair extensions and a shitty accent.
Just talking shit to each other.
I hope he punched you in the nose.
And then he goes, I don't know why he said this. He goes, big balls. I said, you can't intimidate me. He said, really, we will see. Happy that you can spell intimidate. I said, you need a better insult. He sent me a picture of Howard Stern, and that's it. And then he said, really, Baldy? I said, no clue what you're talking about. He said, Brandon, yeah, whatever.
Why can't you jerk or anything else off inside your dick?
What else will come out? Like, what do you do?
You just sneeze really hard?
Yeah, just like, if I start jerking off my Adam's apple and some crazy shit happens, I feel like no one's ever really tried to do. There's so many things still out there.
That's how they found out how to jack off, right? Like, they had to just try everything.
Yeah, and they just started
going
nuts.
Somebody's like, wait a minute. Oh, I'm onto something.
The first guy who came had to be telling everyone.
Dude, when you first come, that load is so big. The first time you're not shooting ghosts.
It's so big, and it's also like a different... What, Dana?
The lawnmowers, boys.
Dana's doing like nudges. We're on an audio podcast. Buddy.
Yeah, I know. that
first lawnmower one.
Changed you.
That's what legends are made of right there.
Of coming on lawnmowers?
I had
pants on, Marty.
Was it ever? Oh, good. That makes it better. Was it ever like you had just cranked your hog and then your mom was like, Danny, you got to mow the lawn. You're like, oh, no, I'm too sore.
You know, I can't. I need 10 minutes.
No.
I got to smoke a cigarette.
I can't do rounds today, yeah.
I used to utilize MySpace a lot. That was a big guy.
What does that mean?
Like, they used to have like fake porn accounts. Like, you could chip bit. You could see their tits, but you couldn't see their tits.
You watch Step Brothers stuff, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, get back to the cousin. How did we get so far away from the cousin?
Oh, yeah.
There's no cousin. There's no cousin.
No, you've told the story before. You've definitely fucked your cousin.
Oh, my.
Where's she from?
I'm not saying anything. No, no.
Ooh.
Shut the fuck up, Marty. Shut up.
Spanish?
No.
Aye.
This is not. I don't like this.
A little Madrid mayhem for Dana.
See, Poppy.
He just put the mic on his dick so he doesn't get hard.
Shut up, dude.
I mean, it is. Hold it down. Yeah, smash it. Smash that hog. Yeah, he did.
He's just saying this because he creeped on her once and he thought she was hot.
That's just a complete
lie.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that to be even remotely true.
I don't know what she looks like.
Let's see her. We'll be
no! There. Fuck no!
You gotta keep it to yourself, huh?
I'm not doing this. My family is separate.
Oh, yours is? You just called my dad Baldy, my brother Fat.
Maybe you shouldn't be bald and fat.
You're just out there fucking your cousin. I don't fuck anything.
Where'd the story come from? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point.
Where'd the story come from? It came from him.
Coming?
We were talking. No,
he was looking at my fucking Instagram and he's like, you know.
So she's still on there now.
No, we were like, who? Would you fuck your cousin? If
this is not true, Marty, stop. This is not true.
That's why he told me to stop.
How many zillion beers would you need?
All right, boys, I'm not talking about this. What is he doing? Is he looking it up?
He's looking it up.
Just fucking show you.
Yeah, how far away? How long ago is this? Oh, Bobby Jones. I know that guy.
So Bob. Just show you idiots.
This is the cousin. I want to see it too.
But hey, Marty, seriously?
What?
Before you fucking creep like a weirdo, tell everybody that I didn't actually say anything.
You didn't say anything.
Thank you.
She's hot.
How's she looking, guys? Say it to me or say something. Let's objectify, man.
She's hot.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Weird.
Cool.
Guys are so fucking weird.
Oh,
you brought it up. I didn't bring up anything.
Would you rather her or lawnmower?
Stop. It's my family.
You should live in a different country.
I just spit everywhere. Wow.
What happened? No, we can't. Everything's off.
What?
Do you notice you don't hear anything in your headphones?
I hear everything in my headphones.
What?
Yeah. Same. Tyler?
Can I hear me?
I can hear Tyler.
I hear Tyler like very low. Am I dying?
Oh, I probably just put it down.
I hear clinking.
Oh, yeah. All right. What was that?
I don't know. So, Coley.
Dana.
Let's get into this whole Zillion Beers thing, huh?
No, dude. No one wants to hear about it.
This is exactly why I'm taking over. It's a hostile takeover at this point.
Can't believe that girl didn't answer yet.
Only
I'm worried.
She's calling the police. Her and Aaron Mush's dad are going to arrest you for your aggressive nature.
You actually said suck bag.
It's so funny.
That Larry David looking ass isn't going to do anything to me. Fucking bald.
Talk about your dad.
Looks nothing like
him. No, he doesn't. David.
I wish he did. He'd be fucking a billionaire.
Just because he looked like him?
What? You ever think about a light switch?
Nope.
Yeah.
Never.
It's kind of sick. You just flick up and the lights go on.
It's back in the day when you had to, like, when you got in your house, it was dark. You had to light every candle just to get some light.
Are there, like, cords connected to it?
I think it's a blue wire, a red wire, and a green wire.
I do, too. I just don't know what.
Are there cords in the switch that goes up and then into the light?
It yanks.
Yeah, right? But where? Where are the cords? Wall.
It yanks a crank.
It does yank a crank.
Yeah, like I yank my crank. Did I tell you about the other guys? I did tell you this. I'm sorry.
All right.
Your teeth are so gross.
My what? Teeth?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Let me see.
Look yours are literally yellow.
No, not yellow.
Let me see yours.
No.
What?
I respect it, Mush. Don't worry, pussy.
Fuck that.
Then yeah, your teeth stink. If you can't show them.
Yeah.
I don't like this face. You look like a tropical bird.
Yeah. Rip them all out.
Tyler, as someone with great teeth, what do you feel about... I mean, mine stink. So what do you think about these two?
How's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy.
Oh boy, that's a good one, Marty.
It's not. It's a quote.
Yeah, it was still a good one.
I liked it. Just completely subterfused my question.
I'll enjoy it.
Yeah. You want to know something weird about me? I'll make fun of myself. You know, I have you ever like humped the ground?
Go on.
No. When I was a kid.
I fucked the chair once.
When I was a kid, you go like this.
That mush, mush. Hold on.
Put a pin in that.
Just, we'll get to it in a minute. Did your cousin just sit in it? Why did you put it? Why did you
working blue?
Why did you fuck the chair?
I was drunk.
What?
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. It was a good looking chair. It was like one of these. It was like one of these computer chairs.
What?
Like yeah. The,
but you don't like. You don't like to come. Did you come?
Did you get rug burn?
I didn't like. It was more to be funny. Like.
Oh yeah, what a hysterical funny. Yeah, was hilarious.
So someone was filming it.
What?
Not like it wasn't actually fucking. It was like to be funny.
Oh, were you naked? Oh, this is bullshit. Then.
No, like my dick was like in the chair.
Okay, so
your buddy's just like, hey, Dana, that's a good one.
Yeah,
was it Jones?
Like, right. No, it was like a 2 second thing. It was like, that's funny.
And you took your dick out,
not to show them. I was like, this.
You were filming. I was like, you don't have to take the dick out. You could just pump it
if they're not gonna see it in the video.
Well, you know that's pussy shit if you don't get the dick out.
Anyway. But you were hard though.
I don't remember.
You were definitely hard.
You saw the chair, became erect. Yeah. Fuck the chair.
I don't think I was hard.
Did it remind you of like a John Deere? Who was some sort of lawnmower?
You were just wet spaghetti fucking this fucking chair?
Listen, you've talked about your shriveled dick before. You couldn't fuck anything with your limp dick.
It's an acorn, boys.
So you guys really never humped the floor?
Pillow.
Pillow.
Yeah.
No, I had a kid. I had a buddy
like
that.
This. You go like this.
What the hell y'all got going on?
You go like this, and you literally hump the floor.
That seems painful.
And to do what? What's the point?
You're soft.
I had a buddy that fucked a couch once.
All right.
Lubed it up.
What was his name?
I'm not going to say his name. No, it was not.
He lubed up the couch?
Yeah, you put like
make it dry.
Plastic on it and shit, and then the cushions.
No, you put Vaseline in a freezer bag.
He knows what I'm talking
Everyone
about.
Everyone knows that.
I have never done that.
Well, I've never done
couch,
it either.
Your
but...
couch cushions don't move.
Well, I was just jerking off.
Boston, a wild place, Mush.
It is, man. At least I was innovative. They're just putting shit in freezers and you freeze your dick off.
No one said anything about a freezer.
You did.
I said a freezer bag.
Oh, you said freezer.
No, I didn't.
But then where do you put the bag?
I only know one of my friends said he did it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
his name's Nick. Like, honestly, he said.
Same.
He said, oh, you can't. The same doesn't play.
Great name. Yeah, yeah.
He said he would do it with the, like, in between the box spring and the mattress.
You put Vaseline in a bag and put it in between the mattress.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the Vaseline, like, I'm always afraid of things getting in the dick hole.
I could see that. But it's in the bag.
You know, I don't know. It's in the bag. What's in the bag?
You fucked the outside of the bag, so your dick's not touching the Vaseline.
Yes, that's what I've been told. Yeah, no, the bag's closed.
True. You guys should really try the floor thing.
I'm way too old to be fucking floors, dude.
I also had a buddy that fucked the pie.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
No, he did it.
It's literally a movie.
No,
one of the more famous comedies of the 21st century.
American Pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it.
Then he's like, no, I, it's based on a true story.
Then he's like, I filmed this one.
What are you staring at?
I'm trying to think of sex.
Shannon Elizabeth, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
The Queen?
Yeah. Her, when the Queen Elizabeth showed her rack in American Pie.
Whoa.
That was my favorite part.
Honestly, you ought to talk about getting people buzzing.
Listen, a movie I saw, wow.
Damn.
What's the first tattoo you saw in a movie?
I have no idea.
Animal House.
Okay.
My dad showed me when I was like 4.
That was like when Netflix first came out. Like, there's so many movies that are just like all boobs.
You saw tits for the first time on Netflix?
No. I'm saying like when I was just...
I'd fight you.
Whenever you're just horny, it's just like...
Yeah, there's tits.
It's just college this, college that, and then it's like recently watched, and it's like, fuck, this is all there. It's just... Marty, what are you watching?
Mad other shit.
Yeah. And sometimes when I go to my porn channel, like, it stays on. You know? Like, when you turn the TV on, you change the channel, yeah. It's like, fuck.
One time I had porn on my iPad, and I was like, hey, my Wi-Fi is not working. Well, I left it up, And then my stepdad was like fixing like the internet and shit, and he tested it out by going to Safari. Fucking what's it called?
Oh, such a
the Dancing Bear was up. Dancing Bear, you know Dancing Bear? It's great porn.
Meat Spin was so funny. Yeah. I used to love Meat Spin. It's so funny.
Have you seen Dancing Bear?
Chat Roulette.
No. Gets me going.
Listen,
like bachelorette parties and shit. Like the bride getting fucked. Like
you,
before.
You like that scenario? You can see yourself in that scenario? Being
if my wife gets fucked before my wedding, it's fucking all gravy, baby.
You do you, honey. Keep it going, honey. See you at that altar.
Great. Plowing my wife, Trevor.
What is
that? What's going to come back to bite
what's
me?
Your point?
I'm telling you, it's that shit. It's like Dancing Bear.
You like just
like I like amateur shit. I like college girls. What are you fucking looking at me for? What are you doing?
I like college girls. I don't know what I've been on a...
Nobody asked you.
I've been on a kick.
Yeah?
Blonde, just blonde.
That's all you type?
Just blonde.
See where it
I don't
takes
do,
you.
I can't do porn stars. I just...
I don't like porn stars.
I don't like seeing names.
Yeah. Unless it's like the ones I grew up on who have gotten
well,
me through a lot
I mean,
of hard times.
It's also like
literally...
Sarah J.
Literally,
oh, buddy.
Every time a porn star comes in here, Dana's like, I've jerked off there 40 times last night.
That's not
that.
True. He's just making things up now.
Jessa Rhodes.
I never heard of her in my life until she walked in here. I literally
you
looked
jerked
at you.
Up off there, you jerked off or to her after?
You said before.
I mean,
idiot.
After.
You did say
no,
before.
No,
I mean,
no.
I
now before. You can just say I meant things what? Now?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, literally, you do. I meant
that. If I had a nickel, buddy.
Damn, you really put me down.
Yeah. Why don't you go fuck one of your Instagram models, Moshe?
To be fair, she's like the hottest girl on the planet.
I know.
Yeah.
Just saying, you jerk off to them.
No, I don't.
Was it hard?
Her, I did.
Was it hard for you when Asa worked here?
No. Yeah.
At first?
Yeah, day one, you were in a puddle.
Of your I'm not into the Asian
boy.
Porn. I'll say it.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm only not because I've been jerked off by so many of them.
Marty Kraft over there.
You need the
nipples,
real deal?
Dude, their nipples are so long. It's like literally like a hanging Larry. It's insane. You ever seen
one? You got
one?
A good spot?
No.
You would be way too afraid.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. You get,
if she was like somewhat
shot.
Hot, I'd come in 2 seconds.
No, it doesn't matter. They do.
I mean, is that bad? What's the problem?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
no,
fine
they,
with that.
They literally make you come. It's the best jerk off you've ever.
Yeah,
you got a place?
No, I haven't gone in years. I used to be very, very. They're all shut down by me. They're cracking down. But dude, their nipples are just so long.
You can't specify people's nipples by race.
He just did. I don't know if you heard him.
I mean, everyone I went to. And they're like, can I squeeze boob?
Don't do the accent.
I didn't. I said right, it. Mush, yeah. I said, can I squeeze boob? What?
Oh, you have an Asian accent now?
No, I didn't. That wasn't Asian. I said, can I squeeze boob?
Yeah, that's just how he talks. I'm on Mush's side here.
Yeah.
That's like a great sentence for Mush.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just looking out for you, bud.
And that's
what
like
do you think? What do you think those... Like, they closed those places. Where do you think those young ladies went, Mush? Like,
They're gone.
They're somewhere. They're somewhere doing that same thing. Where they at?
They went back there. I mean, it's always fun going into it, but then after it's like, man, they jerked off at least 70 guys today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that's just like point. 64, you know?
But shouldn't they be like yoked then? Shouldn't they have like great biceps?
I don't know, man, but they're just.
Like a lot of wrist curls. Like,
I don't
they should look like Josh
Donaldson. Hand treatment, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the best when you just, that's when you turn right out of it.
Much. That's why they're going out of business.
Yeah, they're financially sound. They're just like, we can't deal with that guy anymore. We all speak better English than him, and he tries to break it down.
Yeah, there's some of this. It's so demoralizing when the guy walks out before you go in. It's like, fuck. Have you ever been to one?
To follow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, damn. Didn't have to see his face. And you just give the head nod to him, like, yep.
What's the conversation like? If I were to go do this best. Metaphorically, in, like in the next couple weeks,
so big.
Be some good content, Dan.
You are so big.
No, I don't need to know what they're saying. I'm saying what
you just asked.
That's
what
the
are they
conversation.
Saying?
No, oh, I'm not. So I don't care big. About the conversation with the woman. I'm saying when you walk in, what
you
do you
want
say?
To tickle my ball?
No.
Yeah, all right, now you can stop.
All right.
That's what I said. But you don't have an Asian accent, Marty.
It's not an Asian accent.
Listen, answer my question. If I'm going to
they
a place.
They just say yes. There's automatically. There's just.
That's confirmed that they give hand jobs.
They never confirm.
I know, but like a buddy's been there, whatever.
Okay.
And I have this place. What do I say when I walk in?
Nothing. You say $40. You give $40. You only bring 60, so you jive them.
No, I'm not a scumbag.
No, you only because they always say.
Yeah, much like they ain't giving 30
because they jerk your rat before.
How do you? Well, what if they just start jerking your rat and you don't want it? Bet.
What?
You probably would have went to a regular massage place.
Yeah, like I went to get a massage like a month ago and they didn't jerk my rat and I wanted them to.
Well, you didn't go to.
What did you do to let them know that?
Dana went to like Planet Fitness.
No, it was a pretty obscure place. Not a big.
Just walked out with his dick out.
Like, dude, you literally.
Yeah, so Mush, what do you do? What's the telltale sign?
Yeah,
like, the third base coach?
No, so you first go in and you give the $40 for the initial. And then again, like I said, you only bring $60 because then I'll get to that after. Then you go in, you get butt ass naked.
Yeah. And that's a regular massage.
Don't put a towel over yourself. And then they'll put a towel over you. They start massaging it. They do these fucking hand motions and they turn over. And they're like, you want? I was like, yeah. And then.
I thought you were being a sarcastic dick about it. Yeah, fuck face.
No. They tell you, you're so big. You're so big. Then they tell you, hurry up. You're taking too long.
I would crumble. I'd go back to acorn status in 2 seconds.
I don't think I would like that either. Hurry up.
Like when you go drunk, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And, but then it's like, all right, well, now they're like, all right, well, 60 vials. It's like, well, I only got 20. And what are you going to do, call the cops?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah. But what if they do?
That's scummy.
They're getting arrested.
It's not illegal, but it's immoral.
You ever get a little sucky?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. They put a condom on you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's terrible.
What are you?
Of course they put a condom on it. You know how many dicks they... Like, hand is... They wash their hands. You can't wash your
They
mouth.
Suck
you
dick?
With your condom? With
the condom. I'm saying the condom.
Oh.
And I was saying don't say sucky.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. That was worse than anything Mush did.
Yeah. How is that bad?
That's way worse than I've done.
People call blowjobs a sucky sometimes.
No. Stop saying it. Too.
Text it to that girl.
Nope.
Say me want sucky.
It's the emoji arrow pointing down.
The best too is like one time I had like their seating, like their waiting area was just paper towels. You had to sit on paper towels. That was it.
I don't know why.
They know what time it is.
Yeah, I mean it's a fun experience to be honest. You gotta go with your boys though. I've never been by myself. Because it's always fun.
Boys
like,
night out.
Yeah. Because when you get in the car.
Listen, if people are going to strip clubs, I don't see anything wrong with this.
Yeah, can we do this?
You get in the car and you just start smiling to each other.
Dana needs someone
Let's
to help
do
him.
It.
Dana Me needs help. He needs a partner.
I'm serious. Let's All do right. this. Cup in after break.
Cops, don't listen to this, but we'll go.
Please, cops, forget everything. It's a joke. A prank.
Yeah, because I don't think we can get in trouble.
There was a big story this year about one of the 32 NFL owners getting caught in a sting at one of these places.
He didn't get in trouble.
Listen, if you got billions of dollars, then you're good.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more like they can't just like walk in on one. It's like the cop goes. The cop goes, and when they say yes, then they get arrested.
But then they sting the whole place. All the rooms get arrested. They get broken
up. Yeah. It's tough. When someone walks in, your fucking asshole puckers up every time.
Yeah. The more we talk about this, I think I'm out.
Just text one of these girls who are throwing themselves at you for
go
free.
Go to a strip club and put a little extra.
It's
like
called,
a man.
I don't know if the FBI still sees it, but it's Backpage.com.
No.
That's
I'm
definitely. Going I thought Backpage. Those were very down.
But then it's now it's called Rub Maps.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, now this is France's blog this.
Yeah, like, Rub Maps is something.
It just tells you right all now. The... Yeah. Tyler's like, oh, I'm unfamiliar. Mm-hmm.
I get a new map.
I love a map.
Rub. It's not even a real website.
Rubmaps.com.
Cut that, Coley. Those pair.
That's so much work.
It's for something right now.
Maybe
you're
it's
an idiot.
A,
you know that.
Sometimes the time it is now has nothing to do with finding
idiot.
The time code.
Sometimes I think I'm an it's idiot, the and then you go and do that
it's
stuff.
It's an hour and 20 minutes in. But cut it. Yeah, write it down.
You're cut so dumb.
What? I'm helping. I'm helping the world. They should have. They deserve better jobs. You know, they make
that's
bank.
Why you got a little money now, Mush. Give them, pay them right, huh?
They make bank. You do at least 20 jerk offs in a day.
We have to change the subject so I can read the next fucking ad because we can't transition from this into Omaha Steaks. Yeah, you can meat tenderize. Well, I got the place for you
on 34th Street. Tell them Mush.
So
how about this? A1 sauce, one of the most underrated condiments in the world.
I'm not a fan.
I love it.
I'm not a steak sauce guy.
I love steak sauce.
It's not. I like spicy. I like
Tyler,
to make it hot.
I'm not a fan. Yeah.
Damn. Enough people like it. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's not for me, but
yeah. Okay. Plenty of people like it. A nice Worcestershire.
One time, I went to a steakhouse with Dallas Braden and Carabas, and it was like very high end. Aaron Boone was there and shit. Not a big fucking deal, but. I asked them to get steak sauce, and Dallas Braden almost murdered me.
You know what? As he should have. I could see him doing that, and he should have.
Yep. They gave me peppercorn instead. Nobody wants peppercorn. Fuck out of here.
I like some peppercorn.
What's the nicest cut of meat you think you've ever had?
Filet mignon? Is that how you say it?
Not really, no.
Mignon? Yeah, filet mignon.
All right, I was asking more of the specifics of the place, but all right. Tyler, remember that those big-ass vegetables we had in San Francisco?
Huge broccoli.
Broccoli.
I got to say, what a meal, though.
Oh,
tremendous.
Boy.
Tremendous.
That whole meal, top to bottom, was great.
Are you going to talk about steaks now or what?
Couldn't have been nice.
You think there's been enough of a buffer?
Oh, we're talking. That's the reason I brought up A1 sauce.
We could just cut out the whole segment.
No.
No.
Just cut the whole first hour.
You shouldn't have got me on Rub Maps. I don't know what to tell you.
It's true. It was partially our fault. That's why I got up and looked at the time code, which I'd already forgotten. No, I didn't.
Down?
Of course I didn't.
4:40 p.m.
That doesn't help.
Go look now.
I already got it. I know it.
Oh, okay. P.M. You're welcome.
So much easier when we're just talking about Dana's cousin and chairs.
All right. We're done with that. All right, seriously, though, Marty, can you actually clear up that
there's
nothing?
Did.
No, because that's, like,
you
fucked.
You didn't want to fuck it.
so stupid.
Oh, we're stupid.
It's different than me calling your fucking dad bald because he thinks it's funny. We bust balls with each other. He doesn't care.
We think this is funny.
Yeah,
this is my like actual like. Come on,
dude. It's
Olivia.
Incest couldn't be hotter.
I'm very close with my family. That's fucking weird, dude.
Well, don't.
Sounds like you'd be closer.
Just don't have blood. Just don't fucking.
Yeah, you can all look at the balls in your court.
These are moments where I wish I was back doing fucking recruiting for $35,000 again. Back when I didn't tweet or anything.
No, your tweets probably, you had the same tweets then.
No, when I had a real job, I didn't tweet. I did, but it was like more like, I want to jump off the 12th floor right now because I'm doing recruiting.
I just said I love my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Go Duke.
You're one for two of those still.
Yeah, still going with that.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited time offer with our listeners. I can't imagine there are many left, but there's still time to place your order for the holidays. But when I say that, I mean, like, this is the time. Like, you cannot wait any longer. This is the time. Stop slacking. Order right now. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code MIXTAPE in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. You know what you get in this package, Mush?
What?
You get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons. The most tender steak in the world, Dana.
Mm-hmm. That's actually sick.
4 savory premium pork chops.
You said bacon-wrapped?
Oh, I did, friend.
Oh, dude, yeah, I've never heard. It didn't quite catch you, did it?
Yeah, I didn't even hear that. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you hear filet mignon, you're like, ooh. And then you're like, wait a minute, bacon wrap filet mignon? That's right.
Wow.
Never had one of those, have you?
No, it sounds nice.
4 Omaha Steaks burgers. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin.
Mm.
4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets.
Caramel, one of the most underrated types of flavors of food.
An Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus, only for our listeners, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. Dana, do you own a cutting board?
Do I own one?
Yeah.
God, no.
Oh.
I do. I beat the meat on it.
You don't cook anything.
No, like the chicken.
Yeah.
You never know.
Tenderize. Yeah, no, we get it. Oh. All this delicious food, plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks is the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Again, order now. You can get the favorite gift holiday package plus the free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type mixtape in the search bar. Don't wait! If you want to take advantage of an offer this great to get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type mixtape into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love, the favorite gift package today.
That's such a good, like, dad gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Give him a bunch of
meat. You know what? It's not even a good dad gift. It's a good dad of the girl you just started dating gift.
Yeah, here's your steaks.
Yeah, you can pair it with some Rogaine for old Papa Mush, too. You know what I'm saying, boys?
There's no reason for that.
There's none. You just gave away free ad for no reason.
Yep.
Sorry.
While we were in the middle of
hair gaining treatment.
Like, we do other, like, hair gain treatment ads.
Shout out to them. Give them the Papa Mush.
Good job. Way to ruin it.
Just to get a joke you've told, like, 5 times already on the show.
Another bad performance by Dana B.
Really not good.
Yeah,
it's been downhill.
I'm carrying the show.
Oh my god, you're so.
Is this
delusional.
A sweet? Is this a sweet for Mush? Is this?
He has been so bad.
Gentleman
today.
Sweet?
You're, no, I have
you're,
not.
He's been very the show, bad. Like how when like the mob kills someone and they like put them in cement blocks just so they can sink to the bottom of the ocean. You're the cement blocks.
I am the one that's creating content while fucking Baldy over here is just literally staring at himself with zero energy.
You haven't taken your eyes off the TV since they've turned it on this.
Because I look good.
We need.
I can't believe you guys think I'm a douchebag.
You are.
Wow.
How vain.
Yeah.
Damn.
You said you suck when you read your own messages.
No, that's. I suck at texting girls, yeah.
That's a fact.
But.
You think it just stops there?
No, I'm a good guy.
What do you think about Quiggs?
He's skinny. On fucking opposite day, boys.
Quiggs's hairline is crazier than mine.
He's got a great hairline.
His is like, it's like it connects here to his eyebrows. Yeah.
Shout out to Quiggs. He's one of my favorite guys. Love him.
No, that was a compliment.
No, he's a great guy. And his and that's it.
What were you gonna say?
No, you know, it's winter time. Everybody bulks up in the winter. It's like
you're disgusting at sex.
I don't like this like thing, dude. I don't like sex? This
sex. Yeah, I feel like it's
no, I'm a lover.
I feel like
I'm
your hips stink.
I'm a lover.
Yeah, like he's just boring.
Yeah.
I am. I'm very boring.
Yeah.
I'm missionary like you read about.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever done anything else.
I've fingered some butts.
That's an that's on the table for sure.
I've eaten some bum. That's
you've
not true.
Eaten butt?
What?
What?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever put a finger in one?
Yes.
I don't go near buttholes.
No, my first not. Girl I hooked up with, I accidentally put my finger in her ass instead of her vagine.
Well, I mean, that's just okay. Because, yeah, like, the first time you think the hole's on the in the middle or the top.
Yeah, yeah, I was all over the map.
It's insane that the hole's on the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom of all places.
I mean, what?
Although, it works out in the long
you
run.
You think about it, after you do think about it, it's like, how do they pee out of the middle, you know?
Yeah, that would be they a problem.
They don't do that.
They'd just be...
But the funny, the first time you're just like, jamming, come on, where's the hole? It's on the bottom?
Plankton on the toilet, yeah.
Why aren't you eating butts?
Why haven't I?
Yeah. You just said you're a lover. You want them to feel good. That's where all the sensors are.
I don't know. It's, you know, kind of.
They poop.
Yeah.
Like, I think about my shit today. It's like, oh, my God, they
exactly,
do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my tongue in that.
But, you know.
People wipe. I know you don't.
I don't wipe. I'm such a bad wiper.
You stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're one of those guys. I do like a million different like, folded over.
I crumple.
Yeah, the crumple stinks. Dude.
Yeah, you're a classic crumpler.
So good.
Crumple stinks. You don't use wipes.
Crumple still skin.
Got him.
Do we have a show at 5?
We're so fucking dumb, dude.
Do we have a show at 5?
I don't even know what we talked about. We're so
the
dumb.
The show about nothing.
Yeah. Someone should have thought of that.
Put the poll up.
The show about nothing?
Oh, you want me to do a poll?
Yep.
Let's do a poll for old time's sake.
What? I just said whip the poll out. What? What? How are y'all in the
don't whip the poll out. Do not.
Inches, boys. Let's see.
Did she answer you? No?
Nope.
Huh. But it was delivered, though.
What's the poll?
Oh, it was delivered. I was going to do Dana B versus Stalin, but I don't...
No. Come on. We want a real race.
That's what Stalin said.
Stalin? No.
I saw history.
Don't involve me with world dictators. Not that bad.
What, is this like who they like better, me or him?
The same poll we've done every time.
Just another 70 to 20, 69 to 29.
I get a bad rap, you know? That's not 100. It's 98.
It's not. Got him. Okay, mathematics.
Oh, I've always been good at math. I have.
Close, though.
Give me a quick one, Tyler.
42 plus 86.
128.
Okay.
No, that wasn't right.
Yo, all right, Mr. Fugit. Come on.
I didn't say anything about my math skills.
72 plus 47.
I say it honestly.
Plus
sure.
Is one,
sounded good.
119.
Pretty good. 78 minus 79.
Negative 1.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
I thought he'd triple all over that.
Where is this?
The poll?
67-33 mush.
I only put 10 minutes on it, too.
Yeah, 30 votes already.
Retweet it, mush. Yeah, juice your numbers. Let's see what the Dana Beehive does here.
The Dana Beehive.
They said you'd never come out and vote for me, mush.
How many followers you got now, Dana?
I've had a great week. I gained like 1,000 in the last 2 days somehow.
Do you consider this content?
Yes.
So you're doing content.
I'm a content king.
But I thought if you were in content, you'd have a zillion followers.
I would.
But you're in content.
Every day. Not every day.
Literally every day.
Every day.
I'm a producer behind the scenes.
You're not behind the scenes.
Streamed by Barstool Sports.
You demand a camera be pointed at you despite the fact that
never ask them to do that.
Doesn't add anything to the show.
Never.
You're the producer. You produce that.
I didn't tell them to do it.
You're supposed to tell people to do things when you produce.
Every show, he's just like, I'm gonna be a real producer this time. Doesn't do shit.
Yesterday, I saved Walk the Line. Penguins! That was a nice surprise. I
fucking love Penguins.
They're the best.
I had a smack on the chest.
What was that?
That was a big sigh.
What kind of producer just breathes heavily into a microphone in the middle of a recording?
What are you doing?
That's peaking all over the country right now. People's ear holes.
I'm just about done here.
Don't treat me like one of your chairs and just toss me to the side.
It was a good-looking chair. It kind of looked like this one, as a matter of fact. Oh, I'm getting a little horned up now.
71-29.
You jumping your knees.
Why? What are you upset about?
What do you mean?
Why are you like, you've been begging to come on for months. You're here.
Because we have a show in 2 minutes.
I literally told you the time we were going to do this, and you brought up nothing about another show.
It's at 5 o'clock.
Why is Dan trying this again? Why would you do this? This again, he knows what he's getting into.
I like how everyone knows you're the reason it got tweeted.
Why does Dana need to know how much everyone prefers mush to him?
Golly, got yours.
72-28.
Do you think I get... No.
Yep, nope, keep going.
I was going to say, do you think I get the most, like, shitting on me tweets at Barstool?
No.
No.
Not even close.
Not even in the top 10.
No, like, percentage-wise.
No, I know what you meant. No.
No?
Not numbers.
Not in any way.
No. I'd say 95% of my replies are telling me to shut up. Or, like, you're a pussy.
Okay. Well, you've also made that, like, your brand.
No, I know. I think it's funny.
Right.
Yeah, like, no, so there's a lot more.
Not all those people are doing it with, like, malice intent.
Yeah.
Other people get only just mean things.
Yes.
We get some mean people and Walk the Line.
I know.
A lot of people really don't like me.
Our fans on Walk the Line hate us.
Yeah.
Hey, it's very humbling, isn't it? You're like, wow, those people out there really just hate my gut.
Yeah, like
they're tuning
bad.
In every
yeah. Prefer I was dead, yeah. That,
but on the flip yeah, side, there's like, a lot man, of really man. Passionate ones that love us.
People well, like, Walk the Line is a passionate
group. It is.
People yeah. are like mad at my parents for meeting because it led to me.
Yeah.
Like
that's,
that.
Yeah.
Like they tune in every day just to diss us.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Dana, you would have hated the old comment section. You wouldn't have.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wouldn't have been good for you.
I know.
I was on that.
No, I'm at the point now where nothing phases me.
That's
when you first start here, dude. Everyone just hates you. Well, it depends.
Not now. Now it's
now
the other
it's,
way.
No, yeah. Now it's
like, ooh, new person, love that, and then oh my god, why killed this person with fire? And yeah. then it's like, oh, another new person's been hired. We don't even remember you anymore.
Yeah, remember what we were talking about yesterday? It's like when you first work here, it's like, why?
You thought you were gonna get 100,000 followers.
I thought I was gonna have 50,000 followers the first day I started. I was like, why am I not moving at all?
I'm here now.
Fun fact, Tyler, you're my guy. Mm-hmm. I used to follow you when you had like 2,000 followers. Just saying.
Wow.
I still
loyal.
Just Tyler's just upsets me.
What?
He just doesn't understand what's happening.
It just never makes sense. Like, you added yourself today.
That was great. That
yeah,
was a great tweet.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was a good tweet. I'm going to look at one.
I have to understand. So what's the beef, Mush? It was a good
I don't
tweet.
Know what OBE is.
I have to set up the you show.
Say, what? Say it again.
I don't know. What's OBE? That
we've
boy.
We've been through this. Order of British Empire.
Oh. Whoa. There is a envelope that says Dana Bahari and Martin J. Mush.
Envelopes. I was very thoughtful of them. Because you cleaned up cum on a girl's face with
I
an
did.
Yeah, that's why we put this wedding invitation it? In an envelope.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a
Whoa,
gift.
Oh, Dana.
I got you a gift?
I thought it was going to get cash.
$20.
What do you think I'm made out of over here?
Whoa.
Look at this.
Wow. What a handsome fella. Invited? Well, we only get one invitation.
You're each other's plus one.
Yay. Can we be ushers?
We can discuss you being ushers.
We're ushers for Marina.
That's a week before this.
I'm also...
Yeah, we'll get our practice in.
Yeah, fuck up hers. Yeah. I'm sure she'll love that.
Ooh, nice
What's
date.
In here?
I like the date.
It's a good date.
What's this?
It's the... RSVP.
Do we have to do that? Can I text you?
Are you gonna come?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then no, you don't have to do it.
We could do it anyways, though.
You can. Yeah.
Thank you, Coley. I thought it was an end of the year, like, Christmas gift, but this is good, too. I guess.
I was like, I really wish it was $30 or a GameStop gift card. Or
I don't like how you spelt out four. My only complaint.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That's at 4 o'clock. That's just how it goes. You think I did that?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you literally could have just said 4 p.m.
Yeah, I understand that. Mush is reading the Bible. He's like, why are they spelling out so many things here?
I have to set up the Walk the Lawn show, but yeah. Tyler, I love you. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you for
inviting us,
Tyler.
Thanks for the invitation. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. I'll be tweeting with you over Christmas.
Can't wait.
That didn't sound very enthusiastic.
Love you, pals.
Love you, John.
You guys going for 2 more hours?
No, I'm leaving.
Love you, pals. See ya.
Rest in peace, Tom.
Bye.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
CMC.
Rest in peace, Aiden.
Yes.
Well, I'm blanking and it's pissing me off. What is Chris's boy's name?
No,
there's a reason. Huh? Winston.
Yeah.
Check out the mixtape, because I reached out to Chris after you told me, and I was like, I'm sorry for your loss. That sucks. Condolences. And I said, if there is a GoFundMe or anything set up, let me know. We'll tweet it out. So he texted me earlier today. So I'm tweeting that out from mixtape right now.
Perfect.
That's why I wanted to bring it up. So yeah, look. It's the holidays. You can already imagine what people are going through with everything going well. So with the holidays, with family struggling out there, this is one of us. So I understand. Right now, people don't have all the monies, but literally anything will help. So if you got anything for a pal of a pal, we would appreciate it greatly. So yeah, you just go to mixtape on Twitter. It'll be there. I'll probably pin it. And yeah,
I'm gonna retweet it. That's what I'll do.
All right, all right.
Yeah, no, but Winston was a good man. Again, a veteran, proud to have served this country. He'll definitely be missed. And anything you can give, if you could share it, but a donation would be tremendous.
We will be back later today with Pickstape, and we will be around next week, so I'm not going to say happy holidays yet. I guess I could, but I won't. But yeah, see you guys later today.
See ya.